Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October 25th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn down 3 cents at 678.5, December wheat down 4.75 cents at 834, and January beans steady at 1381.25. We had the crop ratings last night, beans 80% harvested versus 67% on average. Corn 61% harvested versus 52% on average. Winter wheat planted 79% versus 78% on average. We didn't see any export sales here this morning. There was a report out that there was 165 ships stuck in Istanbul due to artificial delays caused by Russian inspectors. This may be how the Russians might get around signing a new deal and still maintaining control by having these Russian export inspectors delay these shipments. So that's not necessarily a good sign out here for the grain markets. What is a little bit helpful is we've got the dollar down 63 ticks. Crude oil is now up 26 after being down 50. The Dow Jones is down 70, but the S&P is basically steady. Bonds are on a rebound. They're up a point and a half here. So a little bit of a mixed action all the way around out here. We had some really good rains here in Chicago today. We'll continue to get them most of the day. That's going to really help with the Mississippi River. That should, you know, get some water levels moving higher out here, not only in the Mississippi River system, but the, you know, the Illinois River and a lot of the other rivers in the Midwest here. The rains have moved from Oklahoma and Kansas all the way through the central part of the country, now into Illinois. So these rains will certainly help. They're going to help the wheat crop that's being planted now. There might be some planting delays, but the rains are going to be a good thing for the wheat that's in the ground. It's been so dry there that they have had some rains. So I think it's going to be kind of a choppy day up and down like we've been. I really don't see a whole lot of direction for the time being. We're going to wait to see if anything breaks between Russia and Ukraine. It looks like the Ukrainians have the Russians on the run again, but we'll see how the Russians react to that. That's really about it. I don't see much else news out here that's going to affect these markets in the short run here today. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.